Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for anyone listening. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. Today's episode... You know, I've been through a lot lately. I've dealt with court and custody battle. I recently lost my brother. Not too long before that, I recently lost my cousin. And, you know, in life we go through things, and I always encourage people to reach out. But what do you do if you don't necessarily have someone to reach out to? What do you do if you've tried to reach out over and over again? What if in times you've been your raw self, so you've just put yourself out there and all that's happened is you get rejected, you get ignored, you get dismissed. You try and talk to a certain person and then somebody else comes to speak to you on their behalf or something like that. What do you do in those situations? This is a question I'm asking myself. This is something I'm just trying to better process and understand for myself. Because to tell you the truth, I don't fully have that answer. You know, women need women to talk to sometimes, and men need men to talk to sometimes. I thank God for my wife. Love her to death. There are some things I wish I could just share with a fellow man. Sometimes I'm not always capable of having those experiences. When I lost my father, I really, really lost that. I lost that older mentor. I lost that very good friend. I lost my father. And so with that came a big absence and a big gap. And not a gap that I'm trying to necessarily fill, but a gap nonetheless. And I wish I could say that I have brothers or strong male friends or just a good core of support where I could turn to. But in truth, I don't. In truth, I'm as alone as some other people listening to this podcast. Now, I have my wife, the best thing ever, and in a lot of ways, she is all that I need, but I am deprived of access to certain other things, and it's not the way God wants it to be. You know, ideally, God wants his people to have, you know, someone you can get counsel from, someone older, then, you know, and obviously have close peers, and then someone younger, someone you can pour into. A lot of us don't have that structure. We just don't. Life happens, and you can only accept someone for where they're at. It took me a long time to learn to love people just where they're at and for who they are, not for who I want them to be or what I would even expect of them. It took a lot of years, but I learned to not put my expectations on people. And you just have to accept them for where they are and for who they are. And sometimes that sucks because that means that person will never be able to communicate with you on certain levels. And you might want to communicate with that person on that level, but you just simply can't. And this isn't some woe is me episode. That's not the point here. I'm just part of the journey here that we're all on together, especially for those who listen to this podcast. Even if you ever listen to one episode, it's transparency. And I always want to be transparent and open and honest about my life. There have been a couple of times with both family members and even certain members of the church that I attend where I would try to communicate and express what I'm going through, and nobody would listen. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't ask questions. They wouldn't try to see how I'm feeling. How I'm managing. I know for a couple people in particular, And in case anybody's wondering, I have tried to have these conversations and actually explain all this, and it didn't work out. And sometimes that's just going to happen. That's just life. Sometimes you can tell someone how you truly feel and they just can't hear you or meet you where you're at as well. But I would talk about it. I would try to express myself, especially during my custody time, like, oh, it's going on, it's hassle, it's just everything I'm going through. Never necessarily like bare everything. I wasn't just trying to like dump all my problems, but I was trying to just, you know, express in the moment kind of things I was going through and how it made me feel. And I would get shut down. And it wasn't a good feeling. I'm not mad about it or anything like that. But it just taught me to just like, sometimes you just got to keep moving. Sometimes it's just your story and you just have to keep moving. So anyone listening who has done that to somebody or has been affected by that, I first of all want to encourage you to keep moving forward, because most importantly, life does not stop. Life only stops when you leave this earth. And then even then, eternity in the afterlife is just another step in the journey. So you got to keep moving forward. And it will get discouraging sometimes. And be in that moment. Let it discourage you a little bit. Let it hurt you a little bit. Feel it. Accept it. And then keep moving forward. Keep going forward. But also, I do want you to know that there will come a point and there will come an opportunity where you'll talk to the right person. Where if you're a woman and you need to talk to another woman, you'll find that right woman you can communicate with. If you're a male, you need to talk to another male, you'll find that right male. It may take a long time. And in my experience, a lot of things tend to take a long time. I don't know why. I guess God just really wants me to learn patience. So I'm trying and I'm waiting and I'm still going to be faithful and serve him and still pour out to people in the ways that I can. When I first heard about what was going on, I reached out to someone in the church, someone I was developing, you know, just a close association with. And I was just kind of raw about my feelings because, you know, well, my brother was just murdered. So I needed to share. I needed to vent a little bit. And I tried to do that. And it's created a distance now between me and that person. And it is what it is. You know what I mean? I can just say that I see that person for where they're at. And it's no hard feelings or anything like that. But lesson learned on my part. Now, I know I end my podcast episodes a certain way, but not every episode is going to have a happy ending or a conclusion, a fitting conclusion to whatever story or experience that I'm sharing or telling. But thank you all for listening. As always, like, share the podcast. Let's get more listeners. Please send me your prayer request. And as always, let's end in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for those who will not be faint of heart, but will continue to keep moving forward, who will continue to keep reaching out, who will not allow themselves to be closed off and isolated, but will keep giving themselves and keep opening their heart. I pray that they learn to protect themselves more wiser, but that they would also come across those who would help cherish and protect their heart as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.